find out even though we're winners and we're overcomers, we still got to fight. We still got to fight. We still got to persevere. We still got to endure. Hallelujah. Come on and give God some more praise. Hallelujah. First, the Holy Ghost.
Yes. 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 Yes.
For I'm the name above every name.
Yeah.
And my name is the provider for my people.
Yeah.
Jehovah Jireh is my name.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm mighty in what I do for my people. So when you lift me up, glory to God, I'm the name above all your circumstances and your situation.
Yeah.
When you lift me up, you come out. And when you lift me up, you're full of joy. And when you lift me up, you get thanksgiving in your heart. But I am the mighty God, the one who came and the one who is still coming. I am the one that's operating in your life this very moment. And I shall keep thee and I shall guide thee. And I shall open the door that you have need of, said God. So lift me up and praise me. For I am with thee whithersoever thou goest in this life, said God.
First Peter 4:12. This is a familiar passage of scripture, and like I said, even though we're victorious, we still have to fight.
Yes.
It says, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you." Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial. Trial of your faith, which is to try you. Situations and circumstances coming to try you. Things in your home. Things on your job. Things in the church. People coming to try you. So don't think it's strange concerning this fiery trial, which is trying you. Don't act like it's some strange thing that is happening to you. Like all of a sudden you get blessed and saved by God, and then all of a sudden we just live this tiptoe through the tulips lifestyle. I know I'm getting ahead of myself. It says, but yea, all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. So don't think it's strange concerning these things that come to try you. And the thing of it is, it's not on its way. It's already here.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Make it plain.
It's already here.
Come on now.
Now I looked up the word fiery. And what the word says is, in the Greek, it's a goad. It's a goad. A pointed stick to prod and drive you. See, we're all, whether you know it or not, we're in the body of Christ. You're saved. That means you're a minister of the gospel.
Yes.
You may not get a chance to get up here and proclaim the word of God, but wherever you are, you are to proclaim the gospel.
Amen.
Amen.
And understanding that we know that if you live a godly, you have the desire If you desire the life of God, devoted to it and zealous for it, that these things are going to happen to you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're going to go through. So don't think it's strange when people begin to come against you.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Amen.
When situations come against you, circumstances come against you, don't think it's strange. I learned one thing from these two men up here, and especially Pastor Gar. When these things begin to come upon you, don't take it personal. Don't take it personal. It's come to try you, but don't take it personal. People don't understand or don't like you, but don't take it personal.
Right.
Because if you do, that fiery trial, that gold or that stick, that pointed stick, which is used to drive cattle, that's what it's talking about,
yeah,
it will drive you off course.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
It will drive you off course.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
Yes, Lord. Okay. We get saved and we think we, you know, everything is supposed to be wonderful and no more problems, because that's the way they portray this thing. When I first got saved, and that was a long time ago, you know, it was pie in the sky, mind by, and you were going to be a millionaire, and you were going to do this, and you were going to do that, and it was just this free life. And then I remembered that, you know, the scripture says, and yea, that all that live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. But see, before I got here, I lived with a prophet who was my father. And I saw him go through. So in my thinking, I've already gone through. That's what your human nature and your human reasoning will tell you. I've already gone through. So I done went through my trial. It's cake and ice cream all the way from here. And then I came to this church. And all of a sudden things begin to happen. Well, what can happen to a pastor? You're a pastor and all these kind of things. That don't make no difference. It says all.
Say that.
Started when I was a teenager, and people want you to go here and do this and do that, and you can't do it. There's a check in you, that Holy Spirit that's been placed within you begins to check you.
Amen.
I'm not gonna stand up here and tell you that I did everything right. I've had to get on my knees many times to tell the Lord I was starting what I did.
Yeah. Amen.
So let's not get this thing, because I've got my name, my title is Pastor Keys, that all of a sudden that means that you never made a mistake and you never messed up and you never had to go to God and repent. I had to go to God and repent.
Amen.
I had to go to God and repent and tell him I'm sorry.
Yes.
For the things I've done. Still have to go to God and repent.
Yes.
Yes.
Attitudes.
Yes.
Dispositions. In other words, God has saved me, but sometimes I still get up on the wrong side of the bed.
Say that. Yes. Keep it real. Keep it real.
Attitudes, imaginations.
Amen.
Thinking people looking at you funny. They don't have you in mind, but in your midst of your circumstances, you think they're looking at you and you think they're talking about you.
Oh, yes.
That's a fiery trial.
Amen.
Oh, come
break
on,
it
man.
Down, Pastor.
Thinking folks don't like you because God has put you in a position and then you're strange. That's a fiery trial. Mm-hmm. Obeying the Lord when God gives you something to do, it's a trial. One thing I want to tell you before we go on to this is don't make the trial harder.
Yeah. All right, now, come on.
What do you mean?
In the midst of your trials, God will direct you. But if you miss the direction or ignore God's direction, what is up already on you, you will add to it.
Amen.
How you know that? Because I did it.
I know, that's right.
Some of the stuff I'm still paying for. I told the Bible study, so I might as well tell you. This was a simple one. We got out of church, and I wanted something to eat. So I'm going to a Chinese place. I'm going to get me some Chinese food. Chinese food over there on Davidson and Dexter. It's closed now, but it was there then. Park up on the parking lot, and all of a sudden I heard the Lord say, now see, this is about the Lord. I don't know how the Lord deals with you, but he'll give me suggestions and things like this. He said, well, why don't you park on the street? No, Lord, I'm too tired. He said, it's just a few feet away. Why don't you park on the street? No, Lord, I'm tired. I'm going to park here. I'm going to stay here. Went in the place. Got my Chinese food out quick. Get ready to go and go home and turn on some TV and eat some Chinese food and get ready for the 6 o'clock service. And I got up and went around to the back. Got a car, and all of a sudden I seen all this glass. Some individual was quick also. And they were quick to the back window of my car. Busted it out. Took some rare CDs out. Shoes out. See if I'd have listened to the Lord and moved the car just a few feet. I've been victorious in the midst of that trial. Yeah. So it's very important that you don't think it's strange, that you don't take it personal, and that you obey the Lord in the midst of your trial.
Amen.
Amen. Remember once again, all that live godly will suffer persecution. Yeah. Get to the church and all of a sudden you think everybody likes you. Next thing you know, folks is going to the pastor on you. They don't need to be teaching this or don't teach that. Don't take it first. In these last days when God begins to reveal all the mysteries, some of the stuff in this book is going to sound strange.
Yeah.
It's going to sound strange. Because a lot of the preachers and teachers now, a lot of them are not going into the epistles. That's where we are.
Yeah.
We're in the epistles. Okay, now a lot of folks like the Old Testament and a lot of folks like the Gospels. Nothing wrong with that. But where we are now, as far as time, we are in the epistles.
Jesus
has gone back to heaven. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father. Amen. The Holy Ghost has come and enveloped and indwelled us all. Yes. And we are part of a body of believers.
Yep.
What that means is everybody, every cell in the body has a function. The same way in my human body, all the cells got a function and they all work so that when Timothy wants to move, he can jump, he can do whatever he needs to do. You have been called by God and placed in a position so that you can help the body function.
Amen.
So in the midst of my trial, I have to continue to hear from God, so that I don't get prodded off course.
Amen. All right,
amen. Amen.
By people, certainly. Mm-hmm. So pastor likes to say it like this: someone is assigned to you. I like to say it like this: someone will assign themselves. Someone will assign themselves to disrupt you, to discourage you, to talk about you. In the midst of that, you still it's a fiery trial because you wonder why this individual doing it. See, one of the mysteries, and I know we've all heard it, but one of the mysteries in this gospel, the epistles, talks about the mystery of iniquity.
Say that.
It's a mystery. But God revealed it to him. Mm-hmm. What it's talking about is the sin nature. God's been dealing with, a lot of folks don't know, God's been dealing with it since he was dealing with Israel. That's what the sin offering was for. To cover the old nature. Well, the old nature is still around. So when folks start to trip, and when God puts you in a new position, what it means is they have not put their old nature into submission. That's why you say, why can they talk about me? Why can they hate me? Because of the old man. He's in there. And he resists. Like, you know what? I could be sitting down, and all of a sudden they put somebody up here, and I don't like them. Don't know the reason why that I don't like them. And then I'm not going to get up and do no work. But I don't like them.
Come on now.
That's a fiery trial.
Right.
You got to overcome it. Remember once again, yea, all that will live godly, have a desire to live godly in Christ Jesus, shall suffer persecution. That word Christ Jesus is very important because it's talking about the overcoming Christ, the one that went through death and is now sitting at the right hand of the Father with all power in his hand.
Amen.
Amen.
That power is in you. Amen. That's how come you can go through the fiery trial. I'll give you another example of a fiery trial. Pastor, you know, like I say, you know, God will bless you. You know what? God can bless you at any point where you are. You just have to be mindful and be aware of it.
Right.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Pastor found this guy. His name was Jason Morgan. We were getting our cars fixed. And all of a sudden, I took my car to him. It was a couple years ago before Thanksgiving. Water pump went out. Fixed the car, water pump went back. I had to take it back to him. Call him up on the phone. Okay, be ready in a week. All right. Call him that week. No answer. Call him back a couple days later. No answer. Meantime, it started to get cold. Now let me set the table for you as far as this trial I'm going through. Sometimes in the ministry, God will allow things to come into your life to test you.
Come on now, Pastor. Right. Say that.
Sometimes you will get sick and you'll have to deal with it.
Amen.
What I didn't know is that one time as I would become diabetic. One time I was bigger than Pastor.
Hey, watch
it now. I'm not bigger than you. I said I was bigger than you. And y'all long time folks know, y'all, I was bigger than the Pastor. Okay, I asked the Lord not to be, this is funny, I asked the Lord to lose weight. I lost the weight. Be careful what you ask for. You just might get it. Okay, but not in the way that you want it to come. The weight began to drop off of me so fast, I didn't know what was going on. So now, I'm sick. I got to, you know, come through unemployment, all of those things. God brought me through that. Get another job. Get a car. Now I got to go way out past near where Sister Arnice lived, way out there near Lakeside Mall to go to work. And I live on the other side of Highland Park. No car, so what that means is I got to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and catch 4 buses so I can be on time. Going through this diabetic thing, and all of a sudden, it affects people in different ways. All of a sudden, I notice I'm starting to have muscle spasms all over from the top to the bottom. Muscles freezing up, and you gotta walk. When I get off of that bus at Lakeside Mountain, I gotta walk another mile to the job site. My job consists of walking around the complex. So you're fighting this all day. And you don't want to ask God why this is happening to you. Don't want to do that. But the questions want to pop up. And you got to continue to walk forward. You got to continue to fight on in spite of what's going on. Car disappeared 1 month. Now it's getting cold. If you go out there with a miles, that ain't no wind, ain't no builders to block that wind. And you walking across, you got little lakes, little ponds and little lakes, so you know how the water is when it's, when that wind is when it's coming off of that water. And you got to deal with it. 2 months, no car. Get a word from the Lord, Pastor Ralph. He said, like the woman said that lost her son, all is well. I'm like, but her son died, Lord. That's what I said. I'm being real with you. That's what I said. Lord, her son died. Now, I had to get myself together and say, okay, yeah, Lord, you raised the son up, okay? Because in the midst of your trial, in the midst of your getting squeezed and prodded and pushed, you don't want to hear stuff. You want an immediate answer. Amen. Right then and there.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
You praying to God. You praising God. You want the answer right then and there. You don't want to wait. I'm telling God, I don't want to wait.
Yeah,
amen.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Right.
Another month go by. Still no answer. I'm gone and find out where the man lives. I'm going over to his house. Oh, he ain't here. He's dead. He'll give you a call. No call. Meantime, I'm still dealing with this. Got so bad one day they had me delivering letters to all of the buildings. Let me tell you how God worked in the midst of your trial. This is a little silly thing. My foot is having spasms. And I'm saying, Lord, I can't make it. I got to deliver all this stuff. And you had to do it before you go home. Lord, I need help. While I'm walking, I find an insert for a shoe. I'm telling you, when you ask for help, so I wanted to make sure I went in the building and make sure that didn't nobody lose it by accident. When I came out, I took that insert and put it in that shoe and walked on.
Amen.
Giving God the praise because God had answered my prayer.
Yes,
now, I didn't take the diabetes away. But that immediate problem got solved. So then we get to the end, and it was pastor's anniversary. And we were talking about, well, we should go over after church. I said, no, let's wait till nighttime to go. Get over to the man's house, knock on the door. There he is. After thrilling, man, what happened? Oh, man, I've been in jail. What happened was he lost his shop, so he started preparing cars in front of his house. The neighbors didn't like it, so they called on him. Police came and gave him a bunch of tickets. Towed a bunch of cars. Now here's the blessing. My car was in his garage.
Yeah.
Once again, where you can't see is the hand of God.
Yeah.
With the protection that you need. So in the midst of your fiery trial, you can overcome it. Come on, give God some praise. Go with me to 2 Timothy, 3rd chapter. I'm sorry, 2 Timothy, 2nd chapter. Second Timothy, 2nd chapter, and we're going to read the 3rd verse. So in the midst of your trial, what do you do? Here's the answer right here. It says, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That means suffer the evil. Put up with it.
Yes.
Sometimes, folks, you have to take care of other people that are sick. And instead of being grateful to you, they cussing you out. You sending up prayers for family members, they cussing you out. You trying to live a godly lifestyle in front of them, they making fun of you every time they get a chance. What do you do? Endure the hardness as a good soldier. Your boss is tripping on you, picking on you. One time I locked the car, so I guess he was going to get rid of me right then, but the people said, wait a minute, this guy's coming all the way from Detroit catching four buses. He done proved him on his job. You want to get rid of him?
Yeah.
Well, guess what God did? God got rid of him. Why? Because I obeyed them that had a rule over me. That's one thing I learned from this man. Obey them that had the authority. Whether or not they be in error.
Amen. Amen.
Notice what I said. Error. Not sin.
Yes.
Right. Error. So that you can keep the blessing of God. Same thing. When Sister Hart was head of the choir, I was there and she wasn't the choir director. Let's just put it like that. Okay? But she was the head. And when somebody asked who was the head, I told her that she was. God will produce an anointing or allow the anointing to come forth through your life, through the midst of your trial. Obedience in the midst of your trial will bring forth manifestation of the anointing in your life.
That's right.
But you got to pay attention to the leading of the Spirit. One thing I noticed, when she was the head of that choir, God did not allow me to come up with new songs. Because God honors the head. God honors order. God is the most orderly being in the universe. And he wants you as his minister to keep order in your house, on your job, wherever you go.
Amen.
So you endure the hardness as a good soldier of Christ, of Jesus Christ. Fourth verse. No man that wars entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has called him to be a soldier, who have chosen him to be a soldier. In the midst of your going through and you're trying to get out, you don't get so caught up with it that you can't minister.
Amen.
Say that, Pastor.
They're talking about you. Minister anyway.
Amen.
It's not about by talking. A lot of folks didn't want to hear them out no scriptures all the time. When you start talking that, they start walking. They want to see something.
Amen.
They want to see the love. They want to see the joy that you bring.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. God's so awesome.
Yes.
Let me tell you something, how God is. God is merciful.
Yes.
That God the job that God blessed me with, because of the sickness, I get up nauseated every morning. And it's hard to get up. And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I know I'm supposed to be on time for this job, and I can't be on time. I need the job, but I've been through unemployment. Let me tell you something. Folks are talking about, I'm not going to take this, I'm going to take that. When something opened up, I was on it. I don't care.
Amen.
So I'm telling the Lord, I can't get there on time like I'm supposed to be. Lord, help me. In the meantime, what I didn't know was the lady from the human resources had called my boss at the job and was talking about it. And they were saying, well, he got to be on time. He can't be where he is as far as punching in. So my boss, who God had touched, began to explain my situation about my car. And when I got there, they said, well, this is what we're going to do for you. We told her your situation, and we're going to move your start time back a half hour. Right. See, in the midst of your trial, if you don't forget to call on God, God will help you. In the midst of that, and like I said, it's not all the time, but once in a while, they'll say something that you can help them with. They were in there, and they were talking about Lent, and I don't get into Lent because that don't mean nothing.
Right.
Right.
You're giving up meat and keeping your sin. You're giving up meat for 40 days.
Yeah, right.
And anytime you're doing everything that you want, but I didn't eat meat for 40 days.
Say that.
That makes sense.
Say that.
But they caught up with it. So they were talking about, and I was passing through the office and talking about, yeah, Jesus made a mistake. So I just didn't want to jump in. I went through the office and then I come back. And he said, isn't that right? I'm like, what? In the garden, Jesus made a mistake. I said, no, he didn't. I said, Jesus was dealing with his humanity. The same thing that we have to deal with. I said, notice what he said. Not my will, but thy will.
That's right, man.
Said, oh. In other words, God will give you a chance to enlighten them.
Amen.
By
Amen.
Being obedient, an obedient servant. See, one thing folks don't want to be, they don't want to be the servant.
Yeah, right. Say Amen. That, Amen. Say that.
Servant means slave.
Right.
I'm saying, if that's what it means. And a lot of times when you become that slave in Christ,
yes.
Folks want to put a name onto you.
Yeah.
Lazy. Mm. Soft.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, man. Yeah. Yes, woman. They want to put it on you, not knowing what this thing means here. Jesus was a servant. He came down there. Yeah, he was the King of Kings, but he became a servant.
Man. Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
That's the one we're supposed to be trying to please.
That's right. That's right.
He's the one that called us into this this warfare. He said, so I don't get so caught up with what I'm doing that I can't please him, the captain of my salvation, that called me to be a soldier. So I put up with the hardness. Why? Because he put up with it. He was the example.
Yes.
So I endure the hardness. Go up to the first verse. It says, thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Be strong in ministering to others through that word that God has placed in. Be strong in it. Increase in it. Second verse, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit to the faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. In the midst of your trial, you got to be able to teach others. You got to be able to encourage others.
That's right. That's right.
I look at this man right here, the pastor, and that man right there. From Pastor Redifer. I don't know what he was going through, but it was like when I looked at him, it was like it was always a peace on his face.
Yes.
So that I could see that in the midst of all these things that I could make.
Yeah. Amen.
Right. Pastor, I saw that him working in the midst of all of the trials and the stuff that was laid on his shoulder.
Yes, Lord.
And he didn't complain about it. He did the work of the ministry.
Yeah.
And he encouraged me because at that one time when I first got it, I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I done read this Bible from cover to cover. I don't understand it. I need to be taught. God raised up a teacher. And then by him raising up that teacher, me submitting myself, God then made me a teacher.
Amen.
God will reproduce ministry in people's life if you obey him and show this lifestyle to others. It's not an easy lifestyle. Yeah. Another thing is people think that Christians are stupid.
They
think we're stupid. Yeah. They think we suck. Oh, we trying to help folks. We trying to give folks. We fall for all the stories. We know the story's not true.
Right.
Are you kidding me?
Say that. Say that.
We wasn't always saved.
Come on.
We came from the same place these folks out in the street came from. God had saved us. Okay? And he put a nature in us, the love of God, so that we can put up with the book. You think about this. Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord, the one who created the universe. Now, I know he limited himself, but he didn't create all that. He had to come down here and put up with our mess.
Yeah.
Amen.
With a wave of his hands, he could have wiped us out of existence.
Come on now.
Yet the mercy of God was there so he could put up with our foolishness.
Thank you, Lord.
So by him putting up, that's what we have to do.
Amen.
And transfer this thing that God has placed within us to us. The faithfulness. I saw that he was faithful. I saw that he was faithful. I saw that he was faithful.
Amen. Amen.
that made me want to be faithful.
Amen.
He said he loved God. I heard pastor say that for the, I do this because I love God. I thought he was arrogant. I told him that. Until God gave me the understanding that he's putting all this stuff on the side so that he can please the one who called him to be his soul. So it's not arrogance, it's humility. He's just telling me what you got to do. And a lot of times when folks tell other folks what they got to do in the things of God, we don't like it.
All right.
I don't want to hear who they think they are. I've been in this a long time. Once again, the Bible is full of instruction. They instructed God, instructed his people in the Old Testament how to line up, what to do, where to go. He's doing it in the same thing in the New Testament. Amen. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever.
Yes.
He's the immutable one. That means he don't change.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
So what do you do in the midst of this? You stand strong in the grace.
Yes.
You endure the evil. Jump up to the first chapter. We're almost done. 1 and 13. Tim. It says, hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and in love which is in Christ Jesus. The word fast there is not there. Okay? So the word means hold the form.
All right.
Hold the pattern. Who is the pattern? Christ. Mm-hmm. Hold the pattern. Hold the word. Mm-hmm. I was listening to this lady on the bottom of the cutter. I was talking about what do you do when you need a word from the Lord? I'm like, what? It's like you got to do something special to get a word from the Lord. Open the book.
Amen.
It's full of words.
Amen.
I don't have to wait to see them or Amen. Reverend Grant or Reverend Grimm or any All other right. minister in here to get a word.
Amen.
Open the book.
Amen.
And God will give me a word in the midst of my trial. That's what I said. Whatever is in a man is going to come out. If you work the word in, when you get squeezed, the word is what's going to come out.
Amen.
When you get squeezed in the midst of your circumstances, squeezed in the... Let me tell you something. God bless you with something, folks. Try to get rid of you. That one guy tried to get rid of him. None of them. God took care of him first. They said, I'm working too slow. Not getting these sparkles done on time. The sparkle going in and cleaning the unit up. Not getting them done. Now, first, when they got there, they told me, you got to do this. Now, all of a sudden, they want you to do this. Well, nobody showed me how to cut it down. They just want you to cut it down. So he gets in there. And he's going to talk soft to the boss. Because, you know, he expected me to blow up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, I can't give him as much as the others because he's too slow. I said, well, maybe I am too slow. Then again, maybe I'm more meticulous than these others. So what the boss said, I'm going to show you how I do it. So she did. It knocked a lot of stuff off my plate. Once again, God protects you.
Yes, he does.
When you obey him.
Yes.
Amen.
Hold the form. Hold the word.
Yeah.
The word that you have heard, the word, let me tell you something, not the word that you hear on the radio,
right.
On the TV. It's the word when you sit down and open the book.
Amen.
Because God is an immediate God. He's an ever-present God, and he is right there in the midst of your circumstance. Let me tell you, that tape on the radio is not in the midst of your circumstance. It's a broadcast. It's a tape. It's a CD of a past service. You need a word now.
Amen.
So you open the book, and you get faith of God.
Yeah.
And the love of God. It rests, that source is from the faith. I've heard the source from these two, but it was in Christ. So that I look past them and see the God that's in them, so that I'm not dependent on them. Let me tell you one more thing. I was going to try to avoid this, but
let it go, bro. Let it go.
If you are blessed to have that man's phone number, that man's phone number, that woman of God's phone number. Do not call them for nonsense after 10 o'clock.
Hallelujah. Hell glory.
Folks calling the pastor 3 or 4 in the morning talking about, I got a situation, it's not life and death. You just woke them up.
Yeah.
For nonsense. Are you kidding me? You don't have enough God, enough faith in God so that you can go to God for yourself?
Amen.
All right. Amen. If it's, let's make it plain. If it's life-threatening or if somebody's in immediate danger of losing their life or something like that, then you give them a call.
Amen.
But Pastor, I'm struggling between this problem. I don't know whether I should go here or go there. I'm going to call you at 4 in the morning and wake them up for that. Right. Something that can be styled 24 hours. I done been in some situations. He finally said, man, why didn't you call me? You couldn't have did nothing about it.
Amen.
You couldn't have did nothing about it.
Say that.
When it's been times, he has been there with me in the midst of my problem. That's what I need him for. So come on, saints. Let's use some wisdom. That's what holding the form means. Hold the wisdom. Hold the wisdom of God. And use it. 14. That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us. The nature and the character of God has been established in us. The word of God has been established in us. Guard the word.
Amen.
Guard the word. So that you can overcome in the midst of your circumstance. Yeah, I'm still overcoming a lot of things. I'm still fighting over things. Sometimes the battle takes years. It's not an instantaneous battle.
Amen.
But I hold the word. In the midst of it, I'm not a Pollyanna. In other words, everything is just going over. No. I tell God, Lord, I don't like this.
That's right.
Lord, I don't like this. I don't like what's happening to me. But I don't blame him.
Amen.
I don't blame him. I was wondering what my ministry was all about. One Sunday morning, a young man came in and he was hungry. But all of a sudden, he wants to blame God for everything. I'm sick in my body. I said, sir, I'm sick too. I'm still giving God praise.
That's right. Yeah.
Preacher. My grandmother passed away. God took her from me. I said, the Bible says all men shall die. So he ain't take yours no faster than he took nobody else. Still give God the praise.
Amen.
So I tell God I don't like those things. But in the midst of it, I give God the praise. I say, okay, Lord, that's enough of the fussing. It's time to give you some praise. That's how you hold the form. That's how you overcome, by keeping that good thing that God is committed unto you. Let me tell you something. Going through don't feel good.
Amen.
You're not going to be happy all the time. This is not a thing of happy. Happiness and joy are two different things. Joy is eternal. Happiness is temporary.
Say that.
So you got to know the word. So keep that thing that God has placed within you. Keep the word that is in you, and you will overcome. Keep the word in you, and you can make it. Keep the word, and you'll be strong. Keep the word, and you'll be provided for. Keep the word.
Keep the word.
Keep the word.
Well,
come on, give God some praise. Go to 12 verse, and I'm done. It says, for the which cause I also suffer these things. This is Apostle Paul talking. He wrote 3/4 of this New Testament, but he's also going through the suffering. He says, nevertheless, I'm not ashamed. Not ashamed. What do you mean? Don't have all the money, I think. You know, well, you see a preacher, and he's supposed to have a lot of money. Don't have a lot of money. Not ashamed. Car I'm driving don't even belong to me. Not ashamed. Not making the big bucks I used to make. Not ashamed.
Amen.
Not ashamed of the gospel. Now, it's shame to tell folks God is still good.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Don't have all the things I want, still not ashamed.
Amen.
Not ashamed of God. Let me tell you something. God been good to me. If I can't say nothing else, that's what I'm going to say. You ain't got to leave him around. Put it on my stone. God been good to me. Because guess what? One day, that stone going to be pushed back the same way Jesus' stone was pushed back. And I'm going to get up and I'm going to testify. Lord, you've been good to me. Lord, you protected me. Lord, you brought me out. Lord, you sustained me. When my enemies came to destroy me, you protected me. My body betrayed me, but you healed me. I didn't like me, but you loved me.